This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you ever have one of those mornings where the world seems to be falling apart, try reminding yourself that things have been worse. Maybe during the Dark Ages, things have been worse, but things have been worse. With that in mind, let's turn to Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff, who is famous for, among other things, studying 400 years of financial crises, including conditions now. Morning, Ken. Good to check in with you again.
Good morning.
So this economic recovery certainly feels like a long slog, but you're at the American Economic Association meeting saying that in the grand sweep of history, as economic meltdowns go, this recovery not the worst?
Well, it's no fun, that's for sure. But if you compare it to recoveries we'd had after World War II, where we had deep financial crises, or you compare it to dozens, even 100 big financial crises around the world over the last 150 years, it could have been worse.
So what do you think accounts for it? Was it dumb luck, or does policy get some of the credit for making this recovery, if you're right, not as bad as it could have been?
Well, I think policy definitely gets credit. The very proactive performance of the U.S. Federal Reserve, the fiscal stimulus that was put in early on, whatever you want to say about it. I don't think we did as much as we should have on writing down subprime mortgage debt, but there were some measures taken to try to ease up a bit on homeowners, and I think all of these things helped us do quite a bit better than Europe.
What was different there, do you think?
They got blindsided by this in the middle of what was a nation-building project, trying to take the different countries of Europe and make them more like the United States. And because of it, they just haven't been able to strike deals to move things forward. And if I had to put my finger on one thing, it would be that they haven't written down debts. If you look across the periphery countries, they're just in awful shape.
We'll get the official reading on unemployment from the government later this week. But when you look at standards of living in the United States, there's still so much work to do, despite the fact that maybe the recovery could have been worse.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think overlaying this financial crisis is a long-term trend rise in inequality. And I'm not trying to apologize for the slow recovery. I'm not trying to apologize for policy where it could have been better. But it isn't easy in the middle of these things to know what's going on. And of course, there's globalization and technology changes, which have also been hurting lower-income workers, especially in countries like the United States.
Harvard economist Ken Rogoff, along with Carmen Reinhart, wrote the book This Time is Different, Eight Centuries of Financial Folly. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.